Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
We'll make back to school super easy as A, B, C at Republic. Brand new supplies, you got this right before your eyes. You got this, so you need it so much more. It's at Republic.
Getting back to school is easy as ABC at Republic. A, apply online. B, bring your needs to us. C, get the cash you need plus prizes and more. Come talk to us at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Usha called Unique and she and Kevin reported the matter to Sergeant Murray, who called the number. Usha, who was coughing a lot, claimed he only wanted to apologize, but Sergeant Murray warned him to leave Unique alone and to be tested for TB. Maurice apologized to Myrtle about the broken relationship between her and Catalina and declared that he would not give up on Catalina. Right now, Dinah and Goldman are on their way to see Usha.
Dinah, darling, my love, don't quarrel with me, but you sure be doing the right thing by going to this man's house?
Goldman, if you want, you could stop the car and put me out. I gon' walk. I could face the cross alone.
No, man, I won't gonna put me wife out the car. You don't have to do this alone.
Well, good.
I just hope this is the last time we got anything to do with this man.
Trust me, this gonna be the last time. When Usher see the madness in me eye, he gonna know to never talk to anybody in this family again. Especially Unique.
What? This the place? Is it?
Yes. This is the house right here.
Alright, let me pull in the car. Don't come out yet. I will come along with me.
Nothing wrong with me, hon.
Honey, please, you are my wife. Girl, my wife don't have to be opening doors.
All right. I hope he's at home.
I hope so too, because I don't want we have to see this man ever again.
Aye.
Watch it, my love.
Are you okay?
Jesus, who minding pigs around here, man? They got the whole place smelling bad.
I don't know people could tell God how the tarts have pig farm in the middle of a residential area.
And what the authorities doing about it, eh?
Well, it's nada.
Look, he just come out on the veranda.
Good. Hello! Usher!
Dinah Boston!
Come down here! I come for have a few words with you!
Y'all got to excuse me with this cough.
It's COVID? Dinah, let's go. I ain't able with dog. Put on your mask properly.
Nah, it's not COVID.
So what else got you coughing, sir?
Well, I ain't exactly been looking after myself the way I should since I come out.
So you're sick? Where's your self-diagnosis?
Look, I won't come out, but you have keep your distance.
You coughing and still smoking cigarette, boy?
I stressed out and this cigarette relaxing me. I come in there.
Dinah girl, look, let me put on a mask and keep we distance. I don't like how this chap coughing.
From Barima Wine,
you tune into 102.5 FM.
Peter, I never expected my niece Maria would get pregnant at such a young age.
Well, Danny, this is the case. And she's not telling me who is the young man responsible for the pregnancy.
Must be a boyfriend she has in school. I sure if you investigate, you can find out.
Or Maria could just tell me.
You want I talk to she? You know she always trusts me as an uncle.
Yes, I would appreciate if you talk to her.
Okay, I'll call her.
And when you talk to her, please encourage her to eat. It's so difficult getting this girl to eat.
And now she's pregnant, she needs proper nutrition.
Look, yesterday I cooked some nice bora and beef, and I cut up some tomatoes and some cucumbers. I'm really trying to keep everything balanced as you keep telling me.
Good. I'm glad you're trying.
But Maria pick at the food and then I'll waste.
And this is not the time anybody should be wasting food?
There is never a time people should be wasting food. That's what I'm always trying to tell her.
She vomiting?
Sometimes in the morning.
Okay.
It's not like she can't eat. She buying the packaged thing and eating that when she ain't eating the good food I cook. Junk food she wants to eat.
Oh gosh, Peter, that is not good.
I really trying with this nutritious diet, but it's hard when people don't want to eat.
Look, the main thing is to make sure that we eat from the six food groups every day.
I write it down and I got it pasted up on the wall in the kitchen. Staples, legumes, fruits, vegetables, fats and substitutes, and food from animals. So every day I look at it and I try to include everything.
That is a good idea, no? I didn't even think about her. I can put it up for Auntie Pauline.
And near to every one of the food groups, I have examples of the different foods. I see it pasted up on the wall in the clinic, so I just copy it.
Good idea. To remind yourself what you should be eating from the different food groups every day. You must message me the picture.
I'm looking at it right now. On the staples, you have things like flour, cassava, yam. Then legumes got peas. Red peas, black-eyed peas, split peas.
Maria does eat peas?
No.
Yes, what really this girl does eat?
I show all of them the list of foods we should be eating every day, especially fruits and vegetables. That is the biggest problem I have with Maria. It's hard to get her to eat that.
Fruits and vegetables are important to maintain good health. We need the amount of vitamins and minerals we get from them.
The only thing nobody ain't have a problem eating is food from animals. Cook fish, chicken, or beef alone, and they eat it out quick.
We really got to change that, Skeeto. We need to live long.
And Maria got to make sure her baby born healthy.
I can talk to she. She drinking any prenatal vitamins?
She has them. But I can't say she's drinking them like she should.
I really don't like my man about my niece. Listen, let me know as soon as she come back.
These last few days, every day she going out. Sometimes when you look, she gone off somewhere and sit down by herself. And she going to church often too. Well, I don't mind that part.
Something going on with my niece, and I will find out.
Maybe she meeting the baby father in secret.
Could be.
Yes.
All right. We can get to the bottom of it. Let me go because Aunt Paulette waiting on me. I come to the farm to get some vegetables. Auntie Paulette having the same issue you having with Maria. It's hard to get Uncle Alexander to eat steam greens.
Well, we won't give up.
No, we can't. By the hooks or the crooks, we all will come around to eating and maintaining a balanced diet. Talk to you later.
Okay, Danny. Bye-bye.
Ushers, what do you?
Miss Dinah, I suspect I might have TB.
Are you still smoking, chap? Smoking does increase your risk for TB.
I know.
Not to mention you're HIV positive.
Yeah, I think I don't know all of that.
Well, I guess you prepare for dead whenever you're dead.
Pretty much.
Look, I ain't got no business showing concern for you, but I know you're wicked enough to go around this place spreading TB. When you're going and check for see if it's there you got for truth?
Tomorrow.
Usher, make sure you wear your mask when you're going out. Mask is not only for COVID prevention and protection, you know. but to protect others from getting TB too.
Yeah, no, all the big man.
All right.
Listen, it's one thing I come for tell you here today. I know Sergeant Murray warned you already, but I come for tell you again. Don't take God out your thoughts or ever contact Unique again. You got tell you?
I get the message loud and clear. You ain't got to tell me again.
Hey, be serious, you know, boy. If you don't stay away from the young lady, you're going to face the consequences.
All right, sir. All right, big man.
Usher, we serious.
All I wanted to do was apologize to Unique. When I been in prison, I had a lot of time to think about what I do to shit. I was a real sick banner.
It was a real sick banner. I don't believe people like you could change, Usher.
Fair enough.
Unique life is going good before you come out of jail. You had no right to contact she.
I hear you, Miss Dino.
Don't just hear me. Listen to me. Unique was on treatment and she's been going at a good headspace. She and her husband even planning to have a baby and you come out and throw she off.
Wasn't my intention.
Usher, look, don't play innocent and chop it by. You know it was a bad idea to contact the young woman you raped and infected with HIV. Were you trying to prove, Banner, that you still got some hole and she? Eh? You just sick.
Oh God, all I wanted to do was apologize.
Apologize my foot. Your apology should have been that you moved far away from Aranda. Go and live on some island or something by yourself. We ain't care where you go.
I'm contemplating that, you know.
Dina, look, let me go along. With the way he coughing, I ain't want to be witness when he drop down. Plus, I ain't want no spray for catch me.
It's all right. I got on my mask. You got on your mask. We safe.
You want treatment, boy?
Everything is everything, man.
What does supposed to mean?
Yeah, I'll take care. I going inside and lie down.
Go and get screened for TB before it's too late. With your status, you just should be attending a care and treatment site regularly for screening and treatment. You better go to the National Care and Treatment Center at Thomas on New Market Street in Georgetown.
Tomorrow. Later.
Come on, my love. Let me go, yeah?
You don't know what Rwanda would think of when she bring the man in being Unique life all them years ago. You just have to take one look at him and you could know that he is Satan's own son.
Kita.
Hi.
By the time you done all the tears soak up all the clothes you washing.
Don't worry about me, Ralph.
How you mean? You're my woman. I must worry about you.
All right. Okay.
Why are you crying?
Is Maria taking on all the time? I worried about her being pregnant and not eating and not saying who's the baby father. It's too much, Ralph.
Well, if she don't eat, who will face the consequences?
But I don't want my daughter to die giving birth.
I know. I want what's best for Maria too. But maybe if we take some drastic measures, she will wake up.
Like what?
Maybe she will be better off living with the father of the baby.
What? You say we should put Maria out?
Sometimes you have to teach people a hard lesson.
But Ralph, Maria is my only daughter. I can't put her out.
Maybe if we do, she'll wake up and start doing what she needs to do.
Ralph, if you put my daughter out, you'll have to put me out too.
Skeeter, come on. Stop talking nonsense.
No, I'm telling you, Ralph. If my daughter goes, I go. She's still a child.
Who made the choice to get pregnant?
I don't think she made the choice. I think it just happened.
Well, whichever way.
We're not putting Maria out. If you put both of us out, then we both gonna be homeless.
I won't do that, Skeeter.
Good. I just need you to help me with Maria. Help me to get her to eat. We need to do this as a family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushar Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.